Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Madaf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Shalom Munel, Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Tet Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud. Bo mi nemi Rav Kahana, continuing with our discussion of various miscellaneous applications of Yain Nesach. Oved kochav imoshi alich hanavim lagat. Can you have the non-Jew bring the grapes into the wine press? Amar lohu asur. Rav Kahana answered, "No, because v'shum lech lech amin nazira schor schor lecham lo tikrov." The consideration that we had in the at the end of the previous podcast of just a precaution to stay away from yain nesach. Etzer Rav Yemer lo Rav Kahana. So Rav Yemer challenged him. Oved kochav mishevia anavim lagat besalin uvedordorin. If a non-Jew brought grapes in baskets of different sorts, even though wine is dripping out of them, or grape juice, mutar. So Amar lehivi kamart, you're talking about a case where he already brought it. Ana lechatchila kamina, I'm just saying lechatchila he shouldn't do it. Now, hahu etrog denafa lechavita dechamra. There was a fruit. It happened to be an etrog, but that's not significant. A particular fruit fell into a Jew's barrel of wine. The fruit belonged to a non-Jew. Idri ovid kochavi meshakle. The non-Jew immediately stuck his hand in to grab it. Amar lehu Ravashi. Ravashi was standing there and he said, Naktua liyade keechra lo shachshechpe. Hold his hand so he doesn't shake his hand around, and therefore do shichshuch, which is moving the wine around, and therefore make it yayin nesach. Uvartsua ad shayfa. And then pour out the wine from the barrel into another barrel, before he moves his hand. Amar Ravashi, okay. Amar ayam kachom nenaschi lachamadi Yisrael bakavana. If a non-Jew came and deliberately libated a Jew's wine, even though the Jew can't sell it to another non-Jew because it's hanof nesach, shorile the mishkal dame meahu avod kochavim, he can take payment from that non-Jew. My time, mikla kolya, because the non-Jew burned it up. In other words, he could take money not as payment for the wine, but as damages for the wine, payment for the damages. I'm a Rashi v'naminila, and I'll prove it to you. Tanya, we have a bright avod kochavim shenisech yeno shel Yisrael shelo b'fnei avod kochavim. If a non-Jew came and deliberately libated a Jew's wine without being away from the idol, there's no idol present, asur. But Rabbi Yehuda and Bava and Rabbi Yehuda and Beteira amatir mishum shnei dvarim. They say it's mutter because two different considerations. Achad shemen aschin yain el b'fnei avod kochavim. First of all, we hold that they don't do any nisuch yain outside of the presence of the idol. V'achad shomer lo lo kol hamarach shetasur yini lonsi. You don't have the right to prohibit my wine. So therefore, at the very least, Ravashi says, even though we may not rule like that, we could take into consideration the notion that this guy is culpable for what he did. Okay, ahichavita dechamer yishtakel labarza, a particular barrel, the tap fell out of it. Atav kochavim idri anach yadei lavei. A non-Jew came up and stuck his finger right on the hole, like the famous boy in Holland with the dike. Amar papa called de lahadi barza chamra osir. A papa said the only wine that's usher is the wine that's really touching his finger right at the hole. The rest of the barrel is fine. Some people said, papa, ad habar is a chamra usher. Everything from the bottom up to the tap is usher. Everything above it is mutar. Rav Yemar ketana. Rav Yemar said the two versions of a papa are real in machloka tanaim. In Masachet Tful Yom. Chavit shenikva, if you have a barrel that we've got a hole. Bein mi pia, bein mi shaleh, bein mi tzida, whether the hole is on top, on the bottom, or on the side. When a gabo tful yom, and a tful yom touches it. Remember, if the barrel's sealed and a tful yom touches it, it's not tamei at all. Even if, azav touches it, it's not tamei at all. Perhaps. But a tful yom touches it, it's not tamei at all. But if there's a hole in it, tmeya. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mi pia, mi shuleha, tmeya. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, says only if it's on top or on the bottom. If it's on the side, it's tahor, except for the spot where it's open. We're reflecting the first opinion, first version of Rapapa. So let's say you have a non-Jew standing at the barrel, pouring the barrel out, and the Yisrael is holding the cup. It's kosher wine otherwise. Chamra aser. The wine is aser. It's coming into the cup from the energy, the power of the Ovid Kochavim who's pouring it in. But flip it, Yisrael adan avod kochav makuvas, if the Yisrael is pouring it out, chamashari, believe it or not, the wine is muta. Let's say a Jew has wine, and he wants to pour it in a cup, and he asks his non-Jewish friend, please hold the cup for me, and I'll pour it in. It's mutar, v'imetzade tzadude osir. But if the goy moves the cup to make it closer underneath the barrel that's missing, then it's asur, because then he's supporting, he's enabling it coming in properly. Rapapa, hi, over Kochavim, the Dari Zika, the Kazal Yisrael Achorei. Now, another miscellaneous case. A non-Jew is carrying a wineskin on his back, and Yisrael is walking in back of him. And Mal Yashari, interesting notion. If the wineskin is full, it's mutter. Why? Dela Makarkesh. Because when the goy moves, no wine is moving around. It's all full. It can't move. Chaseira Maser. But if it's not completely full, then it's aser. Why? Dela Makarkesh. Because when he moves, he's shaking it around. And therefore, he has some sort of role in the wine's movement. Now, Kuva, on the other hand, a cup, Malya Asur, if the non-Jew is holding a full cup of wine, then it's Asur, Dilmanaga, because some may have overflowed and he touched it. Chasei Rashari, here it's the flip. If it's not full, then it's Mutter, Dilmanaga, he's not touching any wine. Rav Ashi Amar, Rashi says, Zika, go back to the wineskin, Ben Malya Ben Chasei Rashari. It doesn't matter if it's a little bit incomplete, it's not full. It's still Mutter, by time, in derech Nisuch Machach. Nobody does Nisuch with the wine on the back. Okay, Matzra Zaira, you have a wine press with a board. Rav Papi Shari, Rav Papi says it's mutter to drink the wine, even though the guy pressed it. Rav Ashi, Vitem Rav Shim Marashi Aser, he says Aser. Now, two versions of the Machloket. Bekocho Kuli Amalo Pligid Aser. If he's the one who directly pushes the beam down, everybody agrees it's Aser. Ki Pligid Bekoch Kocho. They disagree if it's secondary energy, meaning that he took, let's say, another board and used it to push down on the board, or in some sort of lever system. So that he didn't directly push it down, it's secondary energy, as it were, secondary koach, that's the machloket. So Ikar Amri, there's a flip. Bekoach kocho kuli amalo pligid ashari, that the disagreement is not about secondary, where everybody agrees it's mutter, ki pligi bekocho. They disagree only when he's really doing it with his own koach. Havei uvda bekoach kocho, there was even a case that happened, however, where it was secondary, meaning the goy pushed down on a bar that pushed down the beam, to press the wine. V'asav Yaakov and Harpikod, and he answered it. Hahu Chavita, there was a barrel, a particular barrel, Di'ifka ala Orka, it split right down lengthwise from the top to the bottom. Idria, who over Kochavim, again, a goy jumped in, Chavka, and he hugged it to keep it together so it wouldn't spill out. Shai Rafma Papa, Rafma Papa, Item Ravuna, Brady Rav Yeshua, Lizvuli over Kochavim, said you could sell it. It's Mutabano Asubishtiya. Hanimile de Pakal Urka, that's only if it's split lengthwise. Well, if 2 foot, yeah, if it's split widthwise, Hafila Bishtiya Shar, you could even drink it. Right time, what's the reason? Masa Levena Kavid. All the guy's doing is he's acting like a brick. What would you do if you had a barrel like that was split widthwise? You'd put a brick on it to keep the top from falling off the bottom. So he was being like a brick. He's not doing anything. Hahu Avid Kochav Mishtakach Tavi Kaiva Matsarta. There was a guy who was found in a wine press. Amravashi, Yika Tofeach Latfiach, if there's enough juice in the wine press, that it's moist enough to make something else moist, then Boya Dachamai Niguv, then you have to wash it out and then dry it out so there's no residue, because he may have pressed wine. Vilo, but if there isn't, Badachabal Masagila, then just wash it out, you don't have to dry it out, and then you can go to work. Okay, we're going to pick it up in the next and final podcast of this Perek with Mishnah Tet. And we will see several other miscellaneous issues relating to Yayin Nesach before we complete our study of Perek Rvi. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.